Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Richard Holgate. He's retired Director of Marine Operations from CMA CGM in Marseille, a leading container carrier. First of all, welcome, Richard, to this interview.
Thank you very much. Good evening. It's an honor to be here.
Always welcome, my friend. Richard, before I elaborate too much on, let's say, the questions I have in store for you today, can you explain to me, first of all, how does an English gentleman end up in France in the first place? And how did you get into shipping?
I got into shipping, as soon as I left school when I was 18, and I went into straight into the Merchant Navy officers, cadet officer program. I did a 3-year cadetship, which put me on a second mate certificate. Several years as mate, and then my chief officer certificate, and I ended up as chief officer. And when I hit 30, I decided that it was time's up, and I had a proposition from CMACGM to join them as a ship planner, planning the container ships by computer program.
Okay, that's interesting. How many years did you spend then in total at CMACGM?
At CMACGM, in total, from beginning to end, around 28 years. Wow. And before that, I was 12 years as a Merchant Navy officer.
Okay, wow, that's pretty impressive. So, of course, it's a stupid question to ask whether you speak French or not.
My wife and children are also French. Well, my children are both, but my wife is French. So
okay, excellent.
And a mix.
Understand, Richard? Can you explain what does a director of marine operations, or even though you're retired, you still recall at least how it was in your day, not too long ago? What does a guy like that do? Because the customers, they won't really see you, I suppose, right?
not really. The director of operations is more a policy dictating position. Basically, putting forward executing the operation, marine operation policies of the senior management in the company. So no, I don't get interaction with the clients on that level.
Okay, I understand. And of course, as this let's say newsletter is very much focused on oversized and project cargoes, there is a lot of planning to be made when moving something else than just boxes. That would be something, let's say I come to you with an oversized piece. How would you then do? What is the next step for you if, when you were still working, what would be the next step for you if you have a drawing of a 60-ton piece, for example, whether you can take it or not? What would be your step then?
The first step would be if it's a break bulk piece, would be to analyze whether there was sufficient space on the ship for that piece on the particular run. You need to analyze whether the terminals at each end have the suitable equipment to lift it in terms of weight and size. To dictate the method of securing on board, whether you secure it, whether you stow it transversely, longitudinally, what lashings are needed to make sure it arrives in the perfect condition in which it was loaded.
Okay, so of course, it's a ship is not made of rubber, and at least I remember in my day starting in shipping, it was unheard of that container ships actually took, let's say, break bulk pieces. It was something that was left to the break bulk ships, but break bulk cargo by container ship has become a big thing for or was a big thing also in your day with CMA, wasn't it?
Yes, well, the first, I think, really big project that CMA CGM took this was started with you and I in 1990, in 2000, when we started shipping the paper mills from Finland out to China. Before that, CMA CGM really had very, very minimal knowledge on how to do that sort of thing. Thanks to our commercial manager eastbound, Mr. Niels Hammer, he took it on board, and we made a great success of it. And really, they never looked back.
Mm. That was really the starting point. Yes, I still recall vividly, not because it should be a Richard and Bo interview, this one, but I still recall vividly meeting you in O'Malley's pub in Shanghai. And I'm wondering what an English guy was working for a French company and not a British company. You know? So we kept in touch ever since. But how would you say, let's say from a constraints point of view, are there any delays caused by container ships taking break bulk cargo in general, would you say? Or has it now been so optimized that there's no significant delays?
Any delays? So let's say if you try and compare the loading time of a piece of break bulk with the loading time of containers, if your piece of break bulk is taking the space of 20 or 30 containers, if you're loading, of course, on one crane, it's going to take a lot more time. But if you have five cranes working on a ship, those 20 or 30 containers, instead of loading where the break bulk is, you're splitting them over the five cranes. So really, you're not losing any time at all, because you're talking about four or five containers on each of the other hooks. So you spread your delay, you spread your time consumed over all the cranes, and any delay is really minimal if it's well planned by the ship planner.
Okay, I understand. So there is some coordination to be done. Would you be able to recall? I mean, of course, when did you in effect retire from CMA CGM? It's a couple of years now, or
in December 2018.
So almost 3 years coming this December. And how do you miss the seafaring or the, let's say, the shore seafaring life at all?
Not really. I'm at that age where I've got plenty to do here in the garden, on the house. In the town hall, where I'm spending a bit of my time now as an elected person, so
okay.
Not
the mayor, okay. Okay.
I'm quite happy passing the book on to somebody else.
That's good to hear, Richard. Well, I think I want to say really it means that there's hope for the rest of us, because you do look like a happy camper to me. And and of course, no matter what, it's of course a pleasure to see that the company you worked for so long are doing extremely well, as basically, at least in this market, all the carriers seems to be having enough cargo, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard that they're extremely full.
Yeah, definitely full to the brim. That's great. But Richard, I want to appreciate very much. This was a new, one of our new lightweight interviews, not from a physical standpoint, but from making them a little bit shorter for people's attention span to be reached. So formally, I want to say thank you very much, Richard Holgate.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
And to all our viewers, listeners, readers around the world, this was a new style of Get to the Point interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor and guinea pig for this new arrangement was Mr. Richard Holgate, retired marine director from CMA CGM, the well-known break bulk and container carrier based in Marseille. So until next time on Project Cargo Weekly, see you then. Thank you.